parked the car now in the car park here in Bosham, and we've taken a little stroll, not very far at all. You're taking us down this sort of tree-lined little pathway towards what appears to be the church.
Yes, Holy Trinity Church, I believe it is, which is steeped in history, and there's markings on the walls that we'll talk about as we once we're there. But say it's a lovely churchyard. We're just coming up to the gate here, which is conveniently open for us, and we'll bear round to the left.
Oh, right, okay.
And immediately, you know, you can see all the old stones here, and the sun coming through the trees and what have you, and yeah, lovely.
It is a beautiful looking church. Now, I know that originally, according to some of the research that I looked at, it's built on top of where there was a Roman basilica.
That's right, and like with a lot of buildings through the ages, of course, they build sort of on top of previous lands. So I think I'm right in saying after that, of course, there was a sort of a wooden church structure, and then
somewhere in about the 850, and then around about the 10th century, they've built it out of stone.
Yes, absolutely, and let's say there's sort of remnants and sort of examples of the parcel around every corner. You can see where they've kind of left various pieces, and you know, we're looking up to the, let's say it's not a spire as such, but the sort of the bell tower, I suppose, and it's a bit of work going on at the moment. But
a bit of a sort of pointy shingled roof, isn't
yes.
it?
And I think I'm right in saying the tiles, someone told me they were made of wood. Now, they certainly look as they could be.
Yes,
but I wouldn't like
I would think that they're shingles, because shingles are made of wood.
Yes.
So it's a shingled... Yeah. But when... I thought... Because it was Jan from Lansing that said that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought she meant the actual roof of the nave, but
no,
looking at that,
no,
that's definitely tiled with clay tiles.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's lovely, and it's not an absolute sort of flat. It's like a hexagonal, I suppose. It's not flat as it could be the side. It's got a real kind of sense of sort of movement or shaping
yes.
to it, and which again just adds to the character. It shows a bit of.
And the bell tower itself is a square bell tower, which is attached to the nave, and we can see that it's got these aisles that have been built forwards, probably at the back as well. I haven't been round there, but tell me about these markings in in the sides of the wall here, because they are particularly unique or famed.
Yes, I mean, these are what we're looking at. They're like little sort of almost sort of pockets in the masonry here, and they sort of range from sort of, you know, sort of chest height going up to sort of what, maybe 7-8 foot, something like that, and
they resemble woodworm, only of course we're looking at this is one of the stone buttresses
yes.
on the side of the church, so it's obviously not woodworm.
No, and it's, you know, something's obviously made the marks in here, and I gather what it was is back, was it with the Crusades, I think, as a sort of a sign or as a, you know, gesture, the knights sort of they had the Crusaders had their swords and were actually blunting off the ends of their swords.
The points.
The points,
a gesture of, friendship.
I gather something.
So that they're not going to ram them through
yes,
with their swords, I suppose.
Yeah. And as I say, if it was a case of, you know, these higher ones, you think, well, that's obviously a lot higher. They weren't sort of 9 feet tall. If it was a case of they either got on each other's shoulders or maybe they're on horses, perhaps. Who knows?
I think if you were sat on horseback, that's probably about it, because
about
they
right,
don't go any higher than that, do they?
Mm.